So turning now to the Munster Intermediate Football semi-final, where Rowan Moore will welcome Limerick champions Mungret St Paul's to Welsh Park on Sunday for a 1:30 start. And defender Gavin O'Brien is on the line to chat about this one. And first of all, Gavin, what's the mood like in the camp after that big win over Grange Mochler Ballineal a couple of weeks ago?
Very excited, I suppose, is the word we could use. Look, it was a great achievement for the club. It was a great achievement for the group to get a Munster Championship win. We only kind of found out in the week leading up to the game, the club had played in 4 games in the Munster club, and that was our first time getting a victory. So it was a great achievement. We're now looking forward to the game this weekend. If we put down a solid 2 weeks training in between the games, and we hope we can show our best form there on Sunday in a Welsh Park, which we're very excited playing a home game.
Yeah, like that Grange Mochler game, Gavin, was only 6 days after ye secured promotion to senior after a dramatic win over Stradbally. Like, how determined were ye to make a mark on the Munster Championship?
Look, I suppose we had the experience of playing in the Munster club last year, and we kind of felt like we left the game behind us a small bit against Neil Pearshick. So we kind of just felt it was a little bit of redemption from the year before. Obviously, it was tough on the bodies to recover after that dinger of a game against Stradbally. But I think the kind of just the excitement of getting an opportunity and to play Munster club really kind of drove us on. And we knew we had a strong panel of players there. We have kind of, I say, we're after using 22, 23 players in Championship football this year. And everyone was chomping at the bit. And we just kind of knew that if we could stay in the game against Graeme Mochler as long as we could, we would have subs come off the bench. And that kind of just gives a bit of freedom just to empty ourselves as much as we could on the field, and knew that we had match winners to come in and finish the job, which that's the way it turned out in the end.
Like, it's been an incredible journey you've been on, Gavin. Like, you've risen from junior football to senior football in Waterford in the space of 4 years. You've won junior, intermediate, premier intermediate county titles. How do you explain that sudden jump from junior to senior?
Tomás, I suppose the split season has major part to play with it. The majority of our senior or intermediate football group would have played senior hurling or junior A hurling this year. So the split season has been a major impact, but it also kind of goes back to the hard work of namely the likes of Emma O'Toole there, Paul Hennigan, who kind of drove the football over the last 2 years. There was times probably there during the junior spell when we had football that it was probably sometimes hard to get 15 on the field. We may not always be put our hand up to play when it was in the hurling season. But look, the split season is after making it a lot easier for us to be able to go at the football when the hurling finishes up. And look, it's a very enjoyable way of keeping the club together, I suppose, over the winter months. We are going off playing big games. There's club members are enjoying the experience. And it's just, look, we were probably lucky that we have a very committed group for both the hurling and football. It's a lot of the same lads. We're not like a massive dual club in Dublin where they're two separate panels. The two panels are very much interlinked. And the minute the hurling finished up, we went back and played our first game against St. Sabres in intermediate football and just kind of set the ball rolling for the last number of weeks. As I said, look, a lot of the praise has to go back to the likes of Emma O'Toole, Paul Hennigan, amongst other people in the club that kept the football going through times when it wasn't as easy to get 15 on the field, I suppose.
Yeah, like after the win over Stradbally, Emmett was telling me, Gavin, like that there was days in the junior championship where Rowan Moore were given walkovers. Like, are you almost pinching yourselves now that you're a dual senior club?
Yeah, look, it's a great achievement for the club. We underage, we would always tended to play football. Maybe it wasn't always our priority, but we always played football the whole way up. And Eamon was probably scratching his head at times when he was junior manager and struggling to get teams on the field because we had senior hurling championship the week after, and kind of lads were kind of a little bit tentative about playing. But look, I go back to the split season, we're just kind of lucky enough. We have some very good athletes within our club. Some of the lads are exceptionally good soccer players, Gaelic players, hurling players. And I think just the big thing when anyone playing sport, everyone is competitive. And once you go out past any white lines, you want to win. And I think that's really after helping us this season.
And speaking of the athletes that you have in your team, Gavin, can you just tell us about the soccer experience that you have with Rowan Moore this year?
Yeah, look, I think somebody made a point there recently that we have six players that would have League of Ireland experience. Something that some of us weren't really aware of, I suppose, at the time when it was just said to us. But look, all these lads are excellent. They're having fully with us kind of hurling the last number of years. Just namely, like even Eddie Nolan there, who came back to us fully this year from his spell with Waterford FC after being cross-channel for a number of years. But Eddie's after being a major part of our club over the last number of years. He would have often flew home from England to watch senior championship games, and only this year he would have been part of our backroom senior setup. So he's not totally new to any of us. He was always a massive Roe Moore man, and he's really enjoying this experience of being on this journey with his brothers, Brian, Shane and Billy, amongst others. And look, other lads again, Brian Shane, Ethan Flynn, Dean Reedy, Shane Mackey, all League of Ireland experience, but again, really contributing to the club everywhere from underage and so on, and just massive ambassadors for the club, and we're just hoping to keep it going.
And be hoping to keep it going against Mungard St. Paul's on Sunday, Gavin. What sort of challenge do you expect from them?
Yeah, look, from what we can gather, Mungard are on a huge, having a huge season, and won the both junior football and the intermediate football. And as far as we were really successful. I think they were successful in the junior hurling in Limerick as well. So look, they obviously have a very committed crop of players, similar to ourselves. I'm sure they'd be relishing the challenge of an away day in Munster Club coming down, and the huge prize, I suppose, of being able to represent your club in a Munster Club final. I suppose both clubs are very happy that we were probably kept away, I suppose, from the Cork and Kerry winners, which gives both clubs a real opportunity of getting to a Munster Club final. So look, we're expecting a real tenacious challenge from Mungard. So as with any big championship day, you need a bit of luck to win, and we'll be just hoping that this Sunday we have a little bit of luck on our side, like we did against Grange Mochler, to help us get over the line.
What would it mean to yourself, Gavin, to represent Roan Moore in a Munster Club final?
Yeah, look, Tomás, is probably something we spoke about recently. Like, I suppose opportunities like that don't come around often. To be honest, probably a lot of us wouldn't have really dreamed of it in football terms. We maybe would have been hoping to represent the club on big days and hurling and so on. But look, this is an opportunity that's after being presented this year. It's definitely something we're really going after. It's absolutely unbelievable to be going up to the field on a Tuesday, Thursday night, even this last Saturday afternoon, just training this time of the year with friends and just colleagues that you're been with all year. It'd be absolutely massive thing for the club to be able to represent ourselves in the Munster Club final, and something that we're really proud of. And we just, as we said, we just want to keep the journey going. We just kind of love being with in each other's company, and it'll be a massive boost, I suppose, for Waterford football as well, if a club team from Waterford would be able to get to that Munster final stage and just fly the flag for Waterford Gaelic football.
And just before you go, Gavin, just a question about hurling and a team that are already through to the Munster final in Ballygunner. I'm sure you're tuned into their game against Napiershig last weekend. What did you make of the performance of your former county teammate, Pádraic Mahony?
Yeah, look, Pádraic is absolutely flying the last number of years. Just he seems to be getting better with age. I don't know if he liked me saying that, but absolutely superb. His work rate, as ever, was second to none on the field, just leading the way for Ballygunner, and to give an outstanding performance against a mighty Napiershig team. But no, look, no one has ever doubted Pádraic's ability or a work rate or anything like that. And once the big day comes, Pádraic always comes to the fore for Ballygunner and county teams over the years. So again, look, Ballygunner are really flying the flag for Waterford and just showing how good of a team they are in both the Waterford Championship and the Munster Championship.
Well, Roan Moore defender Gavin O'Brien, thanks a million for your time today, and all the best in Sunday's Munster semi-final against Mungard St. Paul's.
Cheers, Tomás. Thanks very much.
Lorne Napoca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.